This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Eagles have traded Bryce Huff 1 year after signing him in free agency and giving the edge rusher 3 years and $51 million. He goes to San Francisco. I like this trade a lot for the 49ers. I guess I kind of like it for both teams because it was pretty clear that the Huff fit with the Eagles was really, really bad. But San Francisco's betting big that they can return him to his 2023 form. Because if you look before that, from 20 to 22, it was closer to last year. Unproductive, not an impact guy, than his breakout 23 season when he was about to be paid. But Bryce Huff was outstanding, had 10 sacks in 2023, and the numbers peripherally were better than the sack totals. His pass rush win rate was one of the best in the sport. How often he got pressures in terms of percentage of snaps where he was rushing was the highest it had been in his career and was pretty dynamite from a league-wide level. And so the Eagles, like a lot of teams, were interested. I wanted Washington to be in on his sweepstakes. $17 million per, three-year deal, and they've already moved on from him. They are shipping him to the 49ers, which tells you a lot because it's not like they're loaded right now with pass rush. I mean, they've actually lost a couple of guys this offseason from a good pass-rushing team that took over the Super Bowl getting after the quarterback.
They have indeed. So they're counting on a couple young pieces, it seems. Maybe, you know, they're in the aftermarket, right? With some of these veterans maybe signing a one-year deal to one of these guys that, you know, whose best days are behind him, but they'll use him appropriately as a situational pass rusher to complement Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, and Nolan Smith. Maybe it's kind of like that hybrid Voltron monster of a defensive end opposite those guys, right?
But seems like they want to go inside out. The strength of that defensive line is obviously going to be on the interior as long as you have Jalen Carter. Jordan Davis is just big more than he is dynamic, in my opinion, but between the two of those two guys, even after you lost Milton Williams, who was outstanding for them last year, who's now in New England with the Patriots, I think the D-tackle spot is really, really good. And then, as you said, it's Nolan Smith. They drafted Ty Robinson in the fourth round. Maybe he plays this season. But I have questions about their edge scenario. It's not as bad as Washington's on paper, but I don't think it's a strength by any means.
No, it's not. Not at this point. And, you know, if you look at a depth chart, it's, I guess we're going to say it's the seventh round draft pick that they had this year that's currently penciled in as the starter. That's why I don't think they go into the season with that as the case. And, you know, who knows if they're doing something like Washington might be, because we're trying to piece together who's rushing the passer on passing downs. Is it, you know, are you converting Luvu into almost a full-time pass rusher at that point? Or, you know, mixing and matching? Maybe they're doing something similar with N'Kobe Dean and Zach Bond and company. So I don't know specifically, but if there is a weakness for an excellent roster, that's probably it.
Not many for the Eagles. There was a PFF ranking of NFL rosters that came out today, actually. I was just looking at it about an hour ago. And they ranked every team in the NFC top to bottom in terms of just overall talent on the roster. Mm-hmm. They had the Eagles won.
Yeah.
And I think they're, you know, they didn't do tiers, but it seemed to me like maybe based on, you know, how they're going to grade this thing, like Eagles, Lions in their own tier, and then everybody else started after that. They had the Rams third, the Vikings fourth, And then surprisingly to me, they had the Tampa Bay Bucs fifth. The sixth most talented team in the NFC, according to just overall roster via PFF, is Washington, which we could get into their ranking and what that means. Mm-hmm. But I only bring that up while we're talking about the Eagles to say they are still loaded.
Yes, they are.
But I think they're way better on offense than on defense. They had their problems at times defensively last year. I don't know if you would agree or disagree with this. I think they're worse on defense than they were last season. And at times, that was the big question. Like, is their defense going to be good enough to go on a run? Can they win a Super Bowl? Can they win playoff games with this defense after they'd, you know, made the coaching change that they did? And the answer ended up being yes. Vic Fangio's awesome.
Yes.
Their coordinator is one of the best in the sport, has been for years. And maybe that's what they're banking on, honestly, is we've got enough talent. Guys like Jalen Carter, who's a world eater. Nolan Smith, who's a good player up front. The linebacking core, we saw last year, Zach Bond became a star, and they paid him, kept him around. The secondary, they've got, I would say, a litany of good players more than great players, but I think Quinyon Mitchell, their first-round pick last year, he's got a chance to be stellar. Cooper DeJean is a good player, and Sidney Brown and Reed Blankenship, they're all pretty consistent starters now. So it's not like they're bad there. I just think they're average-ish defensively in terms of talent, maybe a hair above it. And then on offense, that's where they're elite. That's mm-hmm. where they are scary, and you don't want to deal with them.
So defense can improve in if you make teams more one-dimensional. And so this is kind of generally how I would design my football team. Not that, you know, each individual player, forget about that. But I would try to have an offense that could score any way I felt like, right? Now, that's easier said than done. But, like, if my offense is really good, I'm going to play with the lead a lot. A defense becomes a lot better. It's like guarding a guy in basketball who can't go left. You got a pretty good feel for where he's going to end up. Now, he may still get a bucket on you, but you have it's easier to defend if you don't have to go in both directions.
You cut the floor in half, it's 50% of his game that I don't have to worry about.
Yeah, so if I'll go, you know, as I'm scoring touchdown after touchdown, drive after drive, please run the ball. I dare you to try to run the football against us. And maybe that's, you know, early on if you could stay in the game. But if you make a team one-dimensional, your secondary becomes that much better. You could sit on routes, and that's kind of the way they're built to me, is we have to skimp a little bit on defense as we start to pay more and more for the Hurtses, the Browns, the Devontae Smiths and company to keep this line together that's so damn good. Mailata, Landon Dickerson, Cam Jurgens and company. So to me, they still got a decent amount of cap space, which is what makes me think they're going to go sign one of these veteran pass rushers just to fill in, to have the guy go try to win one more Super Bowl or something. But yeah, if you're grading their offense, probably one beat below Detroit in terms of talent and scariness, and that's minus Ben Johnson, so that's a variable, but they're really, really good on that side of the ball.
Let's look at their offense right now, because it's a lot of familiar names, and there aren't really many new faces here being thrust into the mix. When you win a Super Bowl and you can keep the band together, it's kind of how it goes. They did bring in A.J. Dillon from Green Bay, the former Packer, to help cushion the blow if anything happens to Saquon Barkley. Now, Dillon is very average at this point. More of a thumper and kind of a short yardage guy, probably, mm-hmm. and he can't stay healthy. But you add him to a running back room with Barkley, with Will Shipley. Starters in the receiver room are A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, and Jahan Dotson in his second year in that system will probably be more effective than he was this year. But I don't need to tell anybody who's a Commanders fan about Jahan Dotson. It's pretty limited seeming skill set this many years into his career, having not broken out. And then the offensive line is one of the best in the league. Jordan Mailata and Lane Johnson, their left and right tackle. Is that the best O-tackle tandem in the sport?
Certainly up there,
and
right?
If it's not, it's number two?
Yeah, two or three at worst, right?
Landon Dickerson at guard, former second-round pick, is very good. Cam Jurgens, the center that was kind of handpicked with Jason Kelsey's approval to replace and supplant him ultimately has. He's very good, former second-round pick. And then their right guard spot's going to be Tyler Steen, who was a third-round pick 2 years ago. So they've invested. It's all kind of homegrown, drafted, developed offensive linemen, mostly in the early rounds. The only guy that wasn't was Mailata, who was a seventh-round pick.
Just a lottery win on that one. How about that?
But you held it. That was the golden ticket to go see Wonka.
Uh-huh.
Maybe the best left tackle in the game some weeks. And then you've got Dallas Goedert, who is a terrific tight end. My God, have they drafted well.
Yes,
these are all guys that they drafted in-house.
And somehow, I mean, just look at on all, and then the A.J. Brown trade, which we'll get to in a second, but look at just the offensive pieces. First round, second round, third round. I mean, there's a point of emphasis there, it seems, right? Is to have starters.
Well, they've cleaned
on that
up
side
in
of the
rounds
ball.
Two and three.
Uh-huh.
Jalen Hurts, second round pick.
Yeah.
As their Super Bowl champion quarterback, who probably deservingly right now should have two rings, if you just look at his individual
mm-hmm.
performance. based on how he played against Mahomes in the Super Bowl and in that postseason run. But they're clearly the best team, the best roster in the NFC East. The question I've got is, how big is the gap right now between Washington and Philadelphia? And if you guys want to weigh in on this, you're welcome to at 800-636-1067. Because, Danny, my quick take on this would be, I think that the 2024 Commanders might be able to tie or overtake the Eagles in the division.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But I don't think the 2025 Commanders will have as good a record. And because of that, I think maybe the Eagles stagnate and or come back to the pack just a little bit because of their defense. But Washington, because of their schedule, and a lot of the veterans that they brought in a year ago on one-year deals that they've now brought back on another one-year deal, Wagner and Ertz, you know, guys that at their age you worry about getting hurt, most of whom didn't. Maybe that doesn't happen this year with those guys. Or maybe, you know, this is the year that they start to slow down. Just naturally, I think the fader gets turned down a little bit on Washington as well. And so while maybe the 12 wins of last season would have been enough to win the division this year, I don't think they win 12 games either. And both of those teams kind of come back. So I don't know that they've closed the gap. I think the gap is about the same as it was last year, honestly, between Washington and Philly.
And how big is that? Because I'm with you. I'm trying to quantify it. I'm trying to think of a good adjective or a way to describe it.
Yeah, how do you even quantify that?
Because they're not in the same tier talent-wise. They're just not.
Yeah, in wins, it's probably a couple of wins in the standings. In terms of like what I would expect, I would say Washington, if some things go pretty well, they could go 10-7. For the Eagles, I think 12-5 is probably where they are. Realistically, maybe they win 13 games as a ceiling. But yeah, I just think they're way deeper. They're more loaded. And their best players are not one-year guys who at some point are about to run into a wall. No, for them, it's A.J. Brown. Washington doesn't have one of those.
Right.
Even Devontae Smith is a wide receiver, too. I'm not saying McLaurin's not better than Devontae Smith. But as a number two that doesn't get the attention, Washington doesn't have one of those. You know, Barkley in the backfield. Washington doesn't have one of those. Their offensive line, we could go almost name by name.
And this is
Washington
where I was going to go.
Doesn't have one of those.
This is where I was going to go. To me, if you go man for man, there are only a couple of spots where I'd go, I'd take Washington's guy.
Would you take Daniels over Hurts?
I would.
Already?
Yeah. Now, that's maybe my own bias because I'm in love, but and I've been a big Jalen Hurts backer, despite the fact that he plays for the Eagles. But I think that guy's better than he gets credit for an awful lot. Perfect for what they do. But he's got more deposits in the bank so far than Jaden Daniels does. That's obvious. That's not Daniels' fault. He's been in the league for 1 year. But I would. I just think there's more there. He's more dynamic than Hurts, even though Hurts is the perfect fit for what they've got going around.
It goes without saying you'd take Daniels for the long term. I think everybody would. I'm thinking more just in a game or this coming season.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably closer than we want to admit in D.C. I happen to personally just be a little lower on Jalen Hurts than a lot of people. He is a big game guy. He plays unbelievable football down the stretch and in the playoffs and the Super Bowl. He's been magnificent. But there's also just chunks. Maybe it's health for each of the last 2 years, and it's just a month at a time. Like mm-hmm. we saw with Jaden Daniels, frankly,
yeah,
where he didn't look like the same guy. But where Jalen Hurts like is lethargic and doesn't really move or move with any kind of juice or jolt.
Yeah,
or,
I know what you mean.
You watch him and you're like, this is it? This is the guy? This is the top seven quarterback in the league? There's way too much of that for me. So I would take Daniels over him as well. I just think there's more electricity and more... he's more of a lethal weapon.
Yeah, but then up and down the line, I think you already started this. There are very few spots where I'd go, give me Washington's guy over Philadelphia's, right? Just lining them up. Now, I would take Terry McLaurin over Jahan Dotson and Devontae Smith, but I wouldn't take him over A.J. Brown. And then as you go through, it's Mailata, Dickerson, Juergens, Johnson. I like Laremy Tunsil a lot. That's kind of one of the debatable ones. But you see where I'm going with it. I mean, to me, they are a 10 out of 10 talent-wise.
Yes.
Washington's probably a 6.
But this is what happens when you draft exceptionally for
consecutive years,
every year,
yeah,
for a bunch of years mm-hmm. in a row. Like all of a sudden you have the deepest team in the league and certainly the most talented in the conference as PFF ranked them today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.